Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we're joined by Steve Geller in this segment. It's our triple option feature. Bobby J, you first.
Well, I'm going to do like kind of birthday triple option. I guess I'm still kind of celebrating my birthday, August 19. I look at August 20 and August 21st. Boy, there's a lot of like studly athletes, especially today. You know, if you look at yesterday, August 20, now he's not an athlete but a promoter. Who doesn't know Don King? Remember that hair? I mean, he's still famous. That cat's 93 years old. Don King is still living.
Does he still have the hair like that?
I'm sure he does. Maybe might be a little thinner, obviously. And then I mentioned Robbie Plant, Led Zeppelin. You know, I'm a Zeppelin fan. He's 76, while we're all getting older. But the reason why I bring that up, in 1920, I said this yesterday, I want to bring it up again. American Professional Football Conference was established. Then they had four teams. And then it would be renamed the NFL, National Football League, 2 years later. So the reason why I remember that, and I always remember that, on August the 20th, after my birthday, because I signed the largest signing bonus in NFL history 63 years later in 1985. I didn't mention that yesterday. I said, I'm going to mention that today. But then you look at today, August 21st. How about these studly athletes? Mike, you know this one. I won a Super Bowl right here in New Orleans for the Kansas City Chiefs and Hank Stram. Willie one of the greatest Lanier. Linebackers. Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Lanier. 79 years of age.
Man, Willie was a great player. And
what's his nickname? Honey Bear or something like that? He was like Sugar Bear or something. Willie Lanier, you talk about sideline to sideline, he wasn't missing no damn time.
Coach Stram said, okay, when we scouted him, we weren't sure where we were going to play him. Well, we're going to play him on the outside. He had played some tight end, some fullback. He said, you know, back then everybody had a fullback.
Right.
He said, man, the first day of practice, he played middle linebacker. He said, I told my defensive coordinator, don't worry about him being anywhere else. He becomes the guy. Him, Bobby Bell, Jim Lynch.
Oh, God, yeah, it's unbelievable. It ended up being a Pro Football Hall of Famer, Willie Lanier. Now, anytime, okay, how about two-time Heisman Trophy winner was born on this day? Archie Griffin, 70 years of age, Ohio State.
Two-time.
Yeah, not one Heisman, two Heismans. Archie Griffin, now he was okay as a pro with the Bengals. Like, I think he played 7 or 8 years. But at Ohio State, you win two Heismans, that's saying a lot. And one of the craziest quarterbacks that I ever met, and he's still alive. Now, I don't know where he is mentally, but he's still alive. Jim McMahon.
Oh.
He's a year older than I. He's 65 today. He got hit in the head a few times. But Jim McMahon's birthday is today. And then to me, the world's fastest human being ever, because he won 3 straight Olympic gold medals. You know, 100 meter, 200 meter, and all that, how fast? Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt's birthday is today. And now he's only 38.
Okay, I was like, how old can he be now?
I guarantee he's still fast. Even though,
you can guarantee he's fast.
He ain't fat. I mean, he's 38 years old. I guarantee he still can hit it and get it. But, that's when you look at, boy, that's sustained success. You the best in the world for 3 Olympics? You're talking about 12 years. Ooh, a dozen years. That's a lot of time. So a lot of famous people born on this day: Willie Lanier, Archie Griffin, McMahon, Usain Bolt. I just thought that was interesting.
Steve?
Guys, over to the NFL. Sean Payton has his QB for week one. When asked why he chose rookie Bo Nix for the job, Payton said, the larger body of work, I would say a lot of the off-schedule movement throws, and I think he's been consistent. It's not really a reflection on Jarrett Stidham or even Zach Wilson. It's some of the things Nix has been able to do pretty quickly. His arm strength down the field, all the things when you evaluated him, you kind of trust your instincts. Now, Denver selected Nix with the number 12 pick in the 2024 NFL draft as the 6th quarterback off the board behind Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., and J.J. McCarthy. Now we'll see if Nix is still that guy for Payton come week 7 in the Superdome in week against the Saints.
Well, the only thing about Bo Nix, now I think Sean said this, y'all could correct me if this one coming from Sean, But he says, no, like, reminds him, or he's like the next Drew Brees?
Yeah.
No, that's stretching it pretty good.
He has to do it first.
Well, he also called, remember, Taysom Hill, you know, the next Steve Young.
Not so fast. So, I don't know, maybe trying to speak confidence into them. But hey, Bo Nix might be. I don't know. He has to go do it first.
Right, we shall see.
But to say Bo Nix is on Drew Brees' level, I tell Sean Payton, Coach Payton, slow your roll. He got to go do it first.
I just laugh, too. As you know, people get way too overexcited from preseason highlights, and folks are dying over what Nix has been doing.
The only thing I can tell Bo is he better – I know he's got a thick hide because Sean's going to chew his butt.
Well, you know what's crazy? Now, this is my opinion, or I think how I look at things, and it's how you handle adversity as a young player. Now, kind of opposite, what does Bo Nix and Isaiah Foskey have in common? Would you ever have thought when Bo Nix was at Auburn he would turn out the way he is now?
No. Nope.
What? Mike, he was like terrible. Is that the same guy that went to Oregon? He's just unbelievable for the Oregon Ducks. And look where he's at now with the Broncos. Well, the opposite with Foskey. He was dominant at Notre Dame. Is that the same guy that was dominant at Notre Dame, setting all kind of records, playing for the Saints? So you never know, Mike, how you handle adversity. Well, what do you take those next steps? How do you grow? Or are you a late bloomer? Because you could be a stud in college, but are you going to be a stud in the pros?
Can be,
you
a, can stud be a stud in high school.
Or are you going to be a stud in college? It's a continuous process. But Bo Nix, I don't know if I've ever seen a story like success story. How from Auburn to Oregon, Mike, I was like, is that the same guy? Oh, it is the same guy. Because, Mike, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know. He couldn't do it against SEC talent.
Yeah, but it might have been more to offense than what they were doing. And he just might have been a late bloomer, how you mature
or
and all that.
Somebody playing to his strengths.
Right, right. And I think Sean Payton will do that. That's one thing.
Exactly. Piggybacking a little bit off of Steve, the Tampa Bay Bucs opened the season their first 3 weeks. Week one, Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels, rookie quarterback. Week two, they play Detroit. Now, that's a tough game for Tampa Bay or anybody else. Week three, guess who they play? Bo Nix, Denver Broncos. Two of the first three games against rookie quarterbacks.
Go Broncos.
are you a Broncos fan, Steve?
No, just saying week three against Tampa.
No, he's pulling for that. But good luck with that, Steve. I don't think that's going to work.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.